In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Berrien County Health Department has issued a mask order for schools as a new academic year gets started. The department announced the mandate Wednesday, not long after the Berrien County Board of Health voted to support it. Speaking to the board on Wednesday, Berrien County Interim Health Officer Courtney Davis said, with increasing COVID numbers, it's become clear that strategies for reducing transmission are needed in schools.
We already have 43 staff and student quarantines in 2 days of school, and those are school-connected exposures. And we will this week be reporting our first school outbreak. So we are getting increasingly concerned that goal of keeping students in school is not going to be met with our current trajectory.
Davis said requiring masks in schools will be a way to ensure kids stay in school rather than having to spend time at home because they're quarantined or because their building is closed.
We are still seeing an increasing need to have another layer of universal protection in our school.
The mask rule applies to all adults and students when indoors. It's for pre-K through 12th grade. The health department says the order will be effective Monday and will remain in effect until community transmission is categorized as low or moderate for a period of 21 days, and no increase has been observed in hospitalizations and deaths during that same time. Michigan State Police say there's been a decrease in violent crime in Benton Harbor over the past month. The agency maintains an increased presence in the city as part of the Michigan Secure Cities Partnership. Following an increase in gun violence seen this summer, the MSP boosted its presence in Benton Harbor with 5 additional troopers. State police say that since then, gun violence and reported shootings have slowed down considerably, and on several days, there were no reports of violent activity. In August, Michigan State Police assisted with the investigation of a murder at the Sunny Spot gas station. MSP also says it's made 3 arrests for carrying a concealed weapon, 1 arrest for resisting and obstructing an officer, and 2 arrests for possession with intent to deliver felony drugs. Community activities of state police throughout the month include supporting the city's 21 Days of Peace initiative. The Mackinac Bridge Labor Day Bridge Walk is on for this coming Monday, but COVID-19 numbers have been on the rise again in Michigan with the Delta variant. Kim Nowak is the director of the Mackinac Bridge Authority.
We're watching the CDC recommendations, and so right now they recommend that if you find yourself amongst folks that are not in your immediate family and you're closer than 6 feet, they recommend you do wear a mask. And so we are putting that on our website and using that information for the walk.
Nowak says they had 30,000 walkers in 2019. That's the last year the walk was held. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.